the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic hair specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging, looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I have a very exciting interview in store for you all here today. In today's show, we are discussing radiance with Leela Quantum Tech to be more beautiful, slow aging, and be our most powerful, radiant selves. If you're a longtime listener, you know that I'm a huge fan of things like EMF mitigation and supporting blood flow. And Leela Quantum Tech is one of those options that does have research to back up what it does. And in fact, they've partnered with one of my favorite researchers in the space, Dr. Beverly Rubik, that you've likely heard me talk about many times here on the show. So we are in good company today. Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. We have with us Philip Holstendorf Failing, and he is a coach, conscious entrepreneur, and energy healer. In parallel to a successful international business career, he constantly worked through blockages and barriers that prevented him to fully connect with his true self. With that, he started to also see energy fields and developed his unique skills as a healer. And he went through 2 decades of training in shamanic and other healing practices. During his business career, he worked as an executive for several well-known companies, including T-Mobile International, T-Mobile US, where he served as vice president. Philip is the founder of Leela Quantum Tech and Quantum Upgrade. Welcome, 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 Philip Holstendorf Failing. How are you today?
Thanks for having me on, Rachel. I'm doing fine, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
It's hard to say who's looking forward to this conversation more, because I am such a nerd when it comes to optimizing our body's electromagnetics. We're highly electromagnetic beings. We're inside far too much, and we become too positive with all these protons, and getting outside and contacting the earth gives us that exchange of negative ions. And I'm always intrigued when there's technologies and devices that we can have in our homes that can also support this and do a few other things. I have had the opportunity to check out your technology already. I paid a visit to my good friend Dave Asprey, brought him some wonderful holiday flowers, and they lasted for up to a month, sitting right on top of your Leela Quantum Tech. And so we were very excited about that. So I'm excited to learn why those flowers were preserved longer and potentially what could be done with food also. And I would love to hear from you a little bit more about your story in discovering Leela Quantum Tech and how it can support the body and, of course, healthy skin. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sounds great. So As you mentioned early on, I was in corporate Europe and corporate America for many, many years. But already in the early 2000s, I realized that that's just really a role I play. And I had cut myself off from my own emotions and feelings, really. And I was this typical, brain-focused guy that doesn't allow any intuition, really, but just works rationally from the head. And I wouldn't believe anything I couldn't touch and feel. But I realized that was really in my way. So I started to become curious. So I started to read about aura, about energies and all of that. I got into meditation, into yoga, and I started doing these things. And then I got more curious, and I noticed I was opening up in some way to myself. Even though it was a long process, to be honest, for me, it was definitely not an overnight thing. And then I went through shamanic workshops and so on. And I've met some of the most amazing healers across, the earth, frankly, throughout my own journey. Because as I got curious and got trained in these energy healing techniques, I didn't just want to peek into it, and I wanted to really learn from the best. And that's how I encountered Agni Eichermann, Roman Hafner, and then on top of that, in 2005, I met my wife, Crew, who was born also with the ability to see aura and energy fields, unlike me, who had basically forgotten all of that. And that catapulted me even further into the world of the energetics, where I realized, I mean, damn, this is really all true. Like, she could see all these things I couldn't see. And nowadays, I can see a whole lot myself, and I'm like, okay, that's quite a difference. But anyway, so that was part of the story. The other part really is that in 2010 or 9, my wife got diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, which they told us at the time she had had for 5 years. I think that was because when the tick bite happened, and they said, well, you can't heal it, you just have to deal with it, and basically, sorry, right? And I said, no. And well, she said the same thing. And while she has her own abilities, really, it's always quite a tough thing if you exercise these things on your own. So you find most healers actually, if they have tough problems, they go to someone else for additional help, right? And well, she could do her thing, and she actually gotten to know the disease as a teacher for herself. But for me, what it did was it sparked my passion for biohacking and for bioenergy hacking, because I was out there every day, every night, trying to find the next best thing that could help her. And so ultimately, after another 2 hours that I could talk about this, that I'm skipping now, we arrived at creating Lila Quantum Tech with quantum technology and frequency medicine that works on an energetic level and can promote changes, positive changes on a below subatomic level. So, and if you go back in time, I'm not the biggest fan of Albert Einstein, to be honest, but the quote I love, the future of medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. That's what he had said, and I believe in that. I know it's true, because with frequency is the same as information, right? You can interchange these words. You can bypass the physical in a way, and it really works. Maybe not 100% yet, but to quite an efficacy level. So that's the world we play in, and we can get more into that. But that was my story.
Wonderful. So you're talking about intuition, you're talking about the aura. Now, what I'd love to do is quantify this just a little bit as of course, true biohacker. I had a chance to dig through some of your research, thrilled you're working with Dr. Beverly Rubig. I think she's just a wonderful disruptor in the space of earth sciences. So let's get into testing the technology. I happen to have a BioWell myself, so I'm very familiar of the human biofield. Some people can see it, some people we need technology in order to visualize it and quantify it and all this stuff. But this stuff exists, and it is the human biofield. So testing the technology, walk us through what you've done and what has been found through testing using the BioWell. live blood cell analysis, and HRV tracking.
Yes, so I can certainly do that. And so the BioWell of all these method is my least favorite, to be honest, because for the people out there, it's still like a fluffy thing. And even the before and after graphics they show, it's kind of like, yes, they show great and positive results, but for me, it's the least favorite because it's people don't get it that well, right? And then they think, well, this is just too energetic and does it really work? So I really love the actual testing with the blood. That is frankly my favorite.
I agree. It is the best way to analyze this.
And
Yes.
since you know and admire Dr. Beverly Rubik, you may appreciate this quick story here because we started early on just testing our products, right? So we would give our products to doctors' offices and, to labs, and then, they would do their tests. And so a clinic in Austria ran dark field microscopy tests with our products, and they found each time a significant improvement in the blood. Really, within just 5 minutes or 10 minutes, it was astonishing. And then someone, actually Kay Elmer, he's a not just someone, he's also a biohacker, and he's amazing, a great tinker. He sent me a podcast with Dr. Beverly Rubik talking about EMF and her concerns that it's getting worse. And he said, well, maybe you want to listen to this. So I listened to that, and then I reached out to Dr. Beverly Rubik, who I had not known before, and said, hey, we may have a solution for this problem. And then she looked at our stuff and these before and after pictures, and she said, it looks intriguing, but I don't believe this can work. I don't think an energy device can really do this. And then I said, well, okay. But I felt challenged in a positive way. And I said, so what from your perspective would need to be done so that you change your mind and that also you say this really works and is a solution? She said, well, I would have to design a study with live blood analysis that is not just some before and after testing. It needs to be sham controlled. It needs to be single blinded or double blinded, and randomized. And then I can tell you if it really works. And I said, okay, so how can this be done? And she said, well, this is what I've been doing for the last few decades, so I can help with that. And I said, okay, let's do it. So she started with four test persons in her first pilot study, which frustrated me a bit because I said, well, four test persons, no one is going to believe me that this stuff works with four test persons. She said, I operate under the assumption that your tech doesn't work. So we'll do four, and then I don't blow your budget. And if it works, we'll see it and we'll know, and then we'll just do another one and just take it to statistical significance. Easy as that. And we said, okay. So fast forward, after that study, things completely changed. I was on a call with her and she said, wow, you really have a solution for that. Really, even stage one and stage two of blood clotting was reversed in just 10 minutes. This is absolutely amazing. And this can even be a solution for the big problem we have currently here out there in the world. And then I had to put on the brakes and said, well, it was just for test persons, and let's just be cautious and mindful and all that. So the roles changed. But yeah, she's since then done multiple studies, and she's currently working on another study. And in each of the cases, the listeners are now interested probably what actually happened, what did she see, and what did she test. She did a before test. Then she did a test with these test persons where Wi-Fi was introduced, and then Wi-Fi was still left on, and our technology was introduced or a sham device, right? So it, just to rule out the placebo effect completely.
It was
And
better than baseline. I looked at the results. I was like,
yes.
this is something to pay attention to, people.
Yes, within 10 minutes only, our tech was able to indeed reverse stage one and stage two of blood clotting where it occurred. It optimized significantly everything in regards to the red blood cell that you can measure and see. It increased white blood cell activity and motility. And that was actually something new that Dr. Rubik found that we had not known that before. White blood cell activity and motility is very important for your immune system, right? It's part of that. And Wi-Fi and EMFs tend to paralyze that. So it's an amazing thing if you can mobilize that force again. So that's what she found. And the changes were significant. So everything that Wi-Fi did to the blood in the negative terms, it reversed, like you said, and then it was even better than the before test, even though Wi-Fi was on within just 10 minutes. And so far, there have been five randomized placebo-controlled studies like that have been done in regards to live blood analysis. And in 100% of the cases, this is being shown. So we yet have to find a single person where this does not work.
Frequency medicine is absolutely the medicine of the future, and our European counterparts are a little bit more ahead of us here in North America, a little bit more open to using different types of tech, like the Bylaw, for example, is European technology. What are you seeing with HRV tracking, and what do you think is going on?
Yeah, so with HRV, there was also a study done. So heart rate variability, for the listeners that don't know, is directly linked to the autonomic nervous system. And so Wi-Fi EMFs, they also have an impact on that, and lots of other things, frankly, right? But also in this study that was actually done by the EGIF Institute, that is out of Spain and Ireland. It's the largest EMF testing and research institute that's independent in Europe. And so they tested obviously also before and then with Wi-Fi and then with our tech. By the way, they also tested here this so-called Heal capsule. And they found also that within minutes, the effects of EMF that were detrimental to the heart rate variability was neutralized in all cases in just a very short time frame. We're talking minutes again, but they also tested it for up to 2 days even, and were able to show that the longer they would wear this necklace here, the better the effect was. They just took it off at night because that's what we recommended to do. So we see that, and then just recently, very recently, it's the latest study that is going to come out soon that was done by BrainTap. BrainTap is a phenomenal company. You have these.
Patrick's been on the show. He's a good friend.
Okay, yeah. So he has these glasses and headsets. And then at these conferences, they do before and after testing, and they show you heart rate variability, parasympathetic, and how you do, and how you can then optimize it. And usually, what happens is your measurements are not ideal, and then you use their tech, and lay down and use their program. And then afterwards, the measurements are much better. So now they actually tested what would happen if they integrated our technology into that. And so we had been talking since over a year about this, and this has finally been done. And they showed clear further improvements in all these markers. There was multiple test persons, of course, not just like one or two. And that's very, very exciting. And it's also exciting because it's another company doing that, in the old world, a company like that wouldn't even talk about that because, yo, then you actually say there's even further improvement possible. Their device on its own is already fantastic. But hey, if we can combine forces even and make it even better for people, that's great. And so that also speaks to the heart rate variability because that's one of the factors that they measure, the parasympathetic improved further and other markers. So that's that. But the latest study that was really, really big actually in regards to human cells that you may not have heard about is an ATP production study. That is probably really exciting for every biohacker out there because ATP production is sort of the currency of your body. It's the energy production of your cells. And so what do you need that for, right? You need it for any healing process. You need it for performance. An athlete would be happy to have great ATP production right in the moment of performance and so on. So it was shown in a randomized double-blind study that was huge with hundreds of thousands of cells that our technology was able to increase ATP production by 20 to 25%, which Dave, I texted Dave the day we found that out, and he texted me back. He hasn't seen anything that does even 20%. And then just in the latest conversation we had, he said, well, you could do these 10 things. If you do all these 10 things, you may get up to 20% and then over some time. But that involves multiple supplements over longer periods of times and this and this and that. This is something instant energetic. So it's quite fascinating, really. And it's obviously not a tool for everything. And it doesn't heal anything. Like, we don't say it heals anything, of course, because it's not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any disease. But it has a phenomenal effect on the overall energetic health, and with that also the physical health. So yeah, that's it in a nutshell. We can go into the food later, but yes. I want to let you speak and also give the chance to ask questions.
So the reason I care about this is obviously the skin is my jam. Celebrity skin expert. I want to help people understand how we can slow aging, have the best hair, skin, nails of our lives, and also move through life with tremendous mental and intuitive clarity so that we can truly show up as the humans that we choose to be here as. And this comes from purification and being powerful in the way that our cells are working. So this whole concept of optimizing blood flow is extremely important for having wonderful skin. If your red blood cells are sticking together, right? If you're on your phone for 5 minutes, this is what starts to happen. You're going to have less blood flow to your skin cells, and easily found articles on PubMed, eye dryness, skin redness and irritation. These are linked to EMF. So there's tons of people talking about this now. It's becoming common knowledge. We're essentially terraforming the planet with these frequencies. So it's really up to us to investigate and discern which options could be helpful for us. And of course, this isn't medical advice, educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. All right, let's get into it. I have read that you're open to sharing how your technology really works. What is happening within the actual structure of the Lila quantum tech block? What is happening with the field it may be creating, and how do you use it? I've seen you place your hand in the Lila quantum block and other articles and items to charge them or put in a program of frequency. But what is actually happening? What's the mechanism?
Well, we were able to harness and concentrate a pure 100% natural quantum energy field. So when we talk technology, at first it sounds like something artificial, but it's actually, it could not be more natural. It's the same energy that we have in our cells and that animals have in their cells. It's the quantum energy. That's the first thing to understand. It's nothing artificial here at all. It's just, what's the breakthrough is that we were able to concentrate and harness it. And that's the field that we describe. You find quantum energy pretty much everywhere, right? Because it's sort of like the smallest unit behind matter that you can find. So you have it, but it can get depleted. So our bodies can get depleted of quantum energy. Even objects can get depleted of quantum energy. EMFs actually promote that depletion. That's an interesting fact. And this pure field, think of it as a form of source energy, right? I'll answer that question with an analogy. If you walk through the desert and you have nothing to drink, at some point you get extremely thirsty and dry and like you feel like you're almost dying. And then after 2.5 hours, someone suddenly there with a bottle of water, and you drink that water and you feel, oh, this is just so rejuvenating. On an energetic level, that is what happens when you get in contact with a very powerful source of quantum energy, where you can charge your batteries on that level again. So, it's a very high vibrational field. It can be calibrated on the Hawkins scale. Hawkins, Dr. David Hawkins, MD, PhD, about 20 years ago, he was a very tuned in man, just a brilliant scientist as well. He came up with a consciousness scale from 0 to 1,000, where the lower levels are like anger, guilt, things like that. You know, and then you move into 500, which is the level of unconditional love. You move into joy, and then into the enlightenment zone, pretty much. And that describes the level of vibration, the level of consciousness of a location, of an object, or an individual. And so you can measure our products. So if we have some blocks, some infinity blocks and travel blocks, even that we've created that calibrate higher than 1,000 on the Hawkins scale, even though that was his limit at the time, they calibrate higher. So what does that mean? It's basically, in essence, a high consciousness field. And if you get in contact with that, it literally energetically reminds you of your own full potential, and it invites you to get there. And you talked about purification. Purification is part of that, because you're absolutely correct. In the end of the day, we're full of toxins, mentally, energetically, and physically, right? And if we can purify, then we can let in our optimal blueprint through the DNA, and we can radiate that, we can shine that, we can be that. And that's in essence really what it does. It sounds very woo-woo, but really that is what's happening. All these physical results, like the heart rate variability, the blood and all that comes after that, because it works on the energetic first, and it helps to move things into balance and into an optimal state. You know, in some cases very rapidly, in some cases it takes a little bit of time. And that is the reason why it also works on the physical, because from the below subatomic, it ripples through the physical. That is how it works. That is the best way I can describe it.
All right, let's get a little bit more nitty-gritty here. I am no stranger to vortex-based mathematics, energy coils, all these kind of things. So I'd love to just have a bit of a differentiation here because I've never seen a block that can kind of do something somewhat similar. So quick question here. Feel free to get super woo here, my friend Philip. How did you receive the information to create this block? It seems like something from the future that, maybe you've seen in a dream or something like that. It's wild how some of this tech really comes to fruition through really special people here on the planet here to help people. So you're probably one of those people. So love you to tell a story if you're comfortable around that. And I've seen many coils for energy, however, never a block. How is this different?
Yeah, coils and all of that, that's usually Tesla technology. And Tesla was absolutely a brilliant man and created some amazing tech, of which we know almost nothing about nowadays, right? You know, because it's been suppressed, but his work was pretty profound. And there are actually some people out there still using some of the Tesla tech. We do not. We have literally created our own tech, and it can even go further. Then, because it's not static, it's actually very dynamic, and it combines the pure quantum energy really with the very, very high consciousness field. How did we get there? So part of that was my own healing journey, and then getting to know some of these amazing healers that I've mentioned. And another part was that I bumped into a couple of companies that worked with quantum energy, but they worked only with a little bit of pure quantum energy, and then they had the main force in it, which was electric or magnetic. And that actually destabilizes a quantum field, and had while it can have some positive effects, it has also some stress effects on the human body at the same time. So we looked into how can we create something that is completely harmonious with the human cells, and we literally took all these ideas completely to the next level. That's in essence what we did, and it was a development process. And we worked together with, mainly one of the healers we work with is Roman Höffner, who they call the Wunderkind in Europe. He was born with the ability to see each and every frequency on a super granular level. He's it's absolutely ridiculous what he can see. He's probably top three, top five in the world, maybe the one actually that can see so granular, also over distance. And he's not perfect, right? So no one, everyone is perfect, and also everyone is not perfect. But in this field, he's just a genius. And so with him together, we worked on really creating these blocks. And then we had a team of scientists to, do the testing and all of that. So yeah, that's in a nutshell how we got there. Really not from a quantum physics studies or so. And then frankly, the quantum mechanics and all that for me are a lot of rabbit holes. It's nice that the 22 Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded for quantum entanglement. But what are they really doing other than putting that into the consciousness of the people that something like that exists, which is great. That's an amazing achievement, I think. But we actually work with it. Like you can literally, with our devices, apply it yourself. I think that's kind of cool. I don't want a Nobel Prize. I'm not interested at all in this type of stuff. But for the people, that is something you can actually use it. It's not some model, not some theory you need to read. It's just some, you can just try it out.
Wonderful, wonderful. And for all of you listening, I'm really conscious of who I bring on the show and different products and technologies that I talk about. And it's really neat how all of us, we all kind of find each other in our time on the planet here and support each other and build each other up because we're all in a similar mission of just helping as many people as we can live our best lives. And my angle is, how can we do that? Then how can we look really good at the process? So I have a question here. We're gonna switch gears from the more nerdy side of things to a little bit more superficial. When you walk into a room and you're kind of deciding who you want to engage with, for example, in that room, I have a question for you here, the trillion-dollar question. What is radiance to you? And do you see a shift in radiance with those when they start to use your tech?
The second question first, an absolute huge yes with capital letters and three exclamation points. That is absolutely what is happening because it's all about shining from the inside out and from vibrating higher. And that's exactly what our technology promotes. It helps you get that out. Find your inner voice, find your inner power, and let that really come through. And you can increase your own consciousness levels with that, and that means your own vibration. And as you vibrate higher, then you leave things behind, right? You naturally transform certain traumas, certain blockages, certain, like, even emotions. Like, maybe you've spent a lot of time in being very angry, and that gets transformed quicker. You can do all that, by the way, without our technology, right? We're all capable of doing that. It's just the autobahn, if you will. You can do it faster that way and easier. I wish at the time when I started my journey, I would have had tech like that, because for me, it was a long, long time actually to get through some of the stuff that I had buried within myself. But that's really what it is about. It's like, the life, let the life shine again and come through. And that's what the technology definitely helps with.
Fantastic. All right. Imagine that. Our cells just behave the way that they were designed to behave. We eat the right foods. We maybe stack our biohacks with more energy-based biohacks. And this really is the future, is not just taking all your supplements, but making sure you're in the right frequency so that your body, mind, spirit, energy can simply function in the way that it wants to function. All right. How do you think your products slow down aging? Interestingly enough, at Dave Asprey's house, I saw the flowers that I gave him last up to a month. What do you think was happening there to the plants? What does your quantum block do for the body? And potentially, could there be an aspect to food storage?
Yeah, I think pretty much a yes to all of these answers. So first things first. So with the flowers, I think it has an impact on two things. First of all, on the water, because if you really put it on top of the infinity block, it's so close to the core of that field that the water gets a benefit. So it gets structures. If you have better water, then also the plant or the flowers, they benefit from that. And then the flowers themselves, they get a level of energy, of life force energy, frankly, that is still available to them, even though they're already cut. And the Base Institute actually encountered something similar. And I have a hard time explaining that in English now, but it was a very fascinating a testing period in regards to flowers, where they found out some of these things. And then they tested also plants, and they actually tested that plants would grow faster, something I've actually seen. We have a greenhouse here for testing purposes with plants and vegetables, and we've seen significant growth and acceleration in growth. I would say what I've seen with my personal eyes, 50 to 200% increase in growth, an acceleration of growth for vegetables. Now, that's not very scientific. That's very much only my subjective perspective because I see it, and we didn't do any, sham controlled studies or something like that. But the Base Institute noticed and tested basically something very similar, and they noticed also that the soil lost vitamins and minerals quicker during that time, which was very interesting to see because the plants sucked it out faster because they would grow faster, and obviously they need all the nutrients and stuff like that. So it literally was, they were able to measure it on the plant level and on the soil level. And yeah, so that's that part. The other part in regards to what can it do for aging, right? So if our blood can be in a more healthy state, if our inner self can come out more, we vibrate higher, if the cell energy production of our cells gets optimized, those are all things that play into aging, obviously. By the way, I'm 49. Usually people tell me I don't really look like 49. And it's, yeah, I think we don't need to feel that old or be that old. There's definitely options out there to live longer, and the right type of energy and vibration seems to be a factor in that. So I've been speaking with Ian Mitchell, who's a brilliant scientist and our chief science advisor since quite some time. So we will probably run a study actually in regards to that, where we can show what the improvement is in regards to aging. So yeah, that's another study we have on the agenda.
Wonderful. Well, I've been keeping my eye on you for quite some time already, Philip. The first time I saw your photos, I can tell this is someone who I look forward to forming a connection with, understanding a little bit more of your technology, how it works. You've already partnered up with one of my favorite researchers in the space of electromagnetic frequencies on the human biofield. So check, check. And it's just nice to connect in this world of how we work and how we support one another and share technologies. And really, it's always my aim. How can we not only have the best hair, skin, nails of our life, but how can we show up as the most brightest, high vibe, radiant humans possible and really live from the heart? And if your blood's flowing properly to all your cells, your brain, your heart, it's really not a stretch to come to the conclusion that this is really a key part of radiance, is this energy coherence. It's this frequency adjustment to counteract the essentially terraforming that's happening around us. I'm one of those individuals that's hypersensitive to electromagnetics. I've known this for many, many years. So someone like myself will notice when something's a little off in the environment. So I'm always looking for ways to mitigate and support my biology, as well as the energetic and spiritual aspects of myself. So I love what you're doing. I would love for you to share with us all, how can we find your technologies? Which types of products do you recommend starting out with? For example, the necklace or the block. And also, thank you so much for Philip for sharing a special promo code, Rachel10, that's going to be live tomorrow for 10% off of your order. Where can people learn more, and what is the sequence of products you recommend purchasing for support?
So the website leelaq.com, LEELAQ.com, is a great place to start and just take a look what is there and what we do. But then almost an even better spot is the private Telegram group that we have. It's called the Quantum Power Group, with about 6,500 members by now. It's private, so you can't find it on Telegram, but through our website, you can, if you look for the Telegram button, click on that. That's how you get there. And that's a great place because you can listen into real conversations with real people. You can ask other people, what would you recommend for this or for that, and what have you seen? So don't take my word for it. And it's a great vibe community, to be honest. It's actually, once you dig more into this technology in this field, a lot of people become extremely curious, and they can discover more. And that's an amazing community, because we even find out new things through that community. Whereas, autism, we didn't even talk about the clinical study in regards to autistic kids, 42 autistic kids that had huge improvement using our tech. That initially was reported by someone out of the group that there were benefits, and then it got reported again, and then so it happened that a study was facilitated, right? Food allergies, we didn't cover that even. So, but that also was started to be reported in the group, and it's just an amazing community of people, and we always try to help to be there and also to facilitate the research. So we spend literally so much on just getting the products tested, find out more about research, because we believe that there's much more than we have already discovered that we will discover in the future what it can do and help with. So that's what we try to do. So try the Telegram group. That's a way to find us and learn more about the whole topic.
Perfect. Yes. And we have some questions. Where do we find it? Check out the link in the bio of this episode. There's a link taking you to the website, as well as a referral link to help support the free content here on the show. Philip, I would love to have you back on the show. I feel like we need a part two of this. I said that to Dr. Patrick Porter when I interviewed him on Brain Tattoo. There's some of you that, we need some more time to really get into the weeds on some other things. So I just want to thank you so much for your time, what you're doing, the community that you're building, that's open on Telegram, well, quote unquote private, but open to the public. And this is what true scientific roundtables are all about. Having been a part of them, you have scientists, you have the general public, we all present ideas, and then that's how we come to really beautiful conclusions and observations and things to postulate and consider for, making tech and the way that we live even better and brighter than we ever imagined. Thank you so much, Philip, for joining us all here on the Rachel Varga podcast. If you'd like to learn more about how I can support you on your skin journey, check out the link in the description below. I'd love to meet you for a one-on-one to help you optimize your at-home and in-clinic skincare and rejuvenation journey using non-toxic products. And we can discuss things like dermal rolling. We can discuss things like photobiomodulation for helping to slow down aging and get your skin cells working in a way that's a little bit younger on an epigenetic level, biohacking, all that stuff. So use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of a one-on-one over at rachelvarga.ca. Check out my e-store for skincare products, hair, skin, nail supplements. Check out my favorites page for biohacking. Your products will be added to the favorites list, and we'll see you again soon right here on the show. Thank you so much, Philip, for your time and joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate it.